chanju bardo dani jarzu dage jeje jeve zanange dola benje zanje jubar sho zanje jeda zoje jonala chanju bardo dani jarzu je dage jeje jeve zanange dola benje zanje jubar.
Here, as for what to begin with, the master Vasubandhu has said that one who has accomplished calm abiding meditation should then engage in meditation on the four placements of mindfulness. Four, these are variously translated, but four types of mindfulness. So someone who has established a kind of foundation of that practice of calm abiding should then engage in the practice of special insight by meditating on these four close placements of mindfulness. So the verse then continues.
Oh, yeah, that? Da tenpa nyesha kante kumkore esina, teni lizo sem na che nama, teni nisu yon ta pes. Lizos, that Tambanisha, Mikbate, Ludang, Soadang, Semdang, Chers, that Luis the Rangi, Subung the Che, and it's Soas the Rangi Giki, Soa de Tanyos in the Che, and it's Lizo Che, Lizos, Sem City, and Rangi Nambashe, Pumbongai Rangi, Luigi Pumbo, Sugi Pumbo the Che, and Soy Pumbo the Che, and Namshe Pumbo, Sems in a Nambashe Pumbo the Che, Liz Soa Sem. Ani chelati pungbochimani dan tushieta tujeni ani tele shembi dumachi chezo da tizola ani mikba shidela da luda tsoa da semda chezi di chegi nangla ani tuje tushieta tujetang ani dumachi chezo o da tandarja tizo mikba tishila ani ola so tseni ni lizo semda che nangla tseni ni su yong tape sidi tini rangi tseni da ji tseni ni ni su takne ani gongore. Ani ceni ni su yong tak ne sidi ani ceni ni la di rangi ceni da ta rangi ceni da ji ceni de she mo yo ra rangi ceni da ji ceni ni ni su tak ne lu la rangi ceni da ji ceni da cho la rangi ceni da ji ceni da o din de sim la rangi ceni ji ceni se da da la na da che che lo su o din de da che che ne gom go re de la tuban ni sha gom ba si gi yo re.
So then this verse by Vasubandhu continues, saying that one should then meditate on the four mindfulnesses, and this is the mindfulness of body, feelings, mind, and phenomena. And so someone should then investigate the kind of the definitions of those four, and thus meditate on the four placements of mindfulness. So here, body encompasses our form aggregate. So out of the five aggregates that compose our body and mind complex, here the mindfulness of body is referring to investigating that aggregate of form. And then we have the aggregate of feelings. So that's the second of these four mindfulnesses. And then the third is looking at that mind, so looking specifically at the aggregate of consciousness that makes up our body and mind. And finally, then we have the category of phenomena that comprises the two remaining aggregates, so the aggregate of discrimination or distinction, and that of karmic formations, as well as uncompounded phenomena. So here, again, having thoroughly investigated the kind of sort of specific instances as well as the generalities, so one investigates these four mindfulnesses, looking at the body, feelings, mind, and phenomena, and in this way comes to meditate on these four mindfulnesses that, again, are the sort of entryway into special insight meditation, one could say.
Oh ya da tirin dini ma dini kare in go ta ni ba chi ji dang ni ge ba she ba la si di yin ba ni chen ba ni sha lu chen ba ni sha da chen ba ni sha ki go ne ani tang bu chen ba ni sha ki go ne chi ji dang ni she ba dang ani lu chen ba ni sha la su ba gong ba so wa chen ba ni sha
di si zhe ka she da zhe she ge ma sa
ka ki
san chen mi
So
So here, we're going to get to the four foundations of mindfulness, or four types of mindfulness, but here we have a few other verses, so beginning with verse 76. And so here, this is, someone is thinking, well, if there are no sentient beings, so this is, again, an outsider who is misinterpreting that there are no inherently existent sentient beings to mean that they are, like, absolutely non-existent. So if that is the case, then who is it that obtains the goal of Buddhahood that is the result of meditating on compassion? So earlier we had, like, who is the object of that compassion, but who is the one who obtains a result from that? And so again, this is not implying, when we say that sentient beings are not inherently existent, that doesn't imply total non-existence, but that's the kind of misunderstanding that these outsiders have. So in verse 76 it says, "You may ask, if there is no sentient being, whose is the goal? We grant that such desire for liberation, etc., is indeed delusive. Still, in order to eradicate suffering, effective delusion, whose result is understanding of the ultimate, is not prevented." So, here, it's not that there are sort of no sentient beings whatsoever, but there are sentient beings that exist in a non-truly existent way. They do exist, and they exist specifically in a conventional way, to the perspective of a conventional mind. And so we can, conventionally speaking, talk about suffering beings. They exist in that conventional kind of way. And for that sake, we can then strive, observing them in that way, we can strive to attain Buddhahood for their benefit. So rather than understanding non-inherently existent sentient beings to be totally non-existent, here this is recognizing that they only, the person, the being, exists only to a conventional kind of mind, that sort of delusion.
Oh yeah, that dunga niwa shiden du debu mongba dog mi, debu mongba mi dog mi cha sige. Oda dungan simje lamine digi dungan nyewar shiwi tendu ani nyewar shiwi tendu ani karsubre ta debu sanjenji kumban toba topja sanjenji kumban tobi jesu ani sanjenji kumban tobi jesu ani ta nyemonje mayimbi nyemonje mayimbi ta karsuru momba toba michate siete ta nyemonje mayimba ta simje rasin meba tobi je 심지어 나 군접이 당간적이 심지어 파로이 샤티 군접기 왕기 샤기요라 돈이 마도베 만족이 타녀도 유 타녀 유 시디 잠바 돈이 마동게 남기 타녀비 로이 타녀비 로시디 돈이 마동베 칸사기 열로텔라 타녀비 로스 군접기 디기 샤기요라 나 나왔다 가르소 로라 나왔다 로 남유 왕기 샤기 샤이 인장 아 다 돈이 또 차나야 돈이 또 비제라야 심제 라싱 메바 또바 또바 이나야 되니 몽바 마이바 시디 제부 상제 토비 제수 심제 담제 라싱 메바 또나야 디기 심제 라싱기 추바데 파까 바레 마도 심제 라싱기 메바 군접비다 군접기다 잠도 예바데 파 도야 요 마레스 상제 차나야 디 또 도야 요 마레 도야 투기 마레스 그와 랑기 상전지 심제 동아전지 심제는 민네 디기 체도 상전지 공부 톱라 디기 체도 상전지 공부 통대기 로지네 톱 톱이 제수 아니 심제 최탐제 라신님에바 떠나 떠나야 심제 라신님에바 떠나야 아 심제 구접전지 심제인데 가야 요 말에 가야 투기 말에 매바야 차야 요 말에 해서 어디 있었다 제부 몽바 도미지 시디 녀몬제 마임비 몽바 시디다 녀몬제 마임비 군접점기 심젠데다 스무르 군접점기 심젠데다 도야 투기 말에서 메바서 투기 말에서 어디서 몽바 도바 미자데 레시글라 도 미니소 미니에서 어디체 데 마도나야 탐제 침바토비 타레스 군접점기 심젠데 여바레 깨요마레 된답이 심제에나 다 상제 토비에요마레 군접점기 심제에나 디게 요 말레스 디기 산제 토비 타레스 군조 점지 심젠라 미비 닝제다 아니 참바다 참주기 심시에도 산제 토비에게 탑 인정 군조 점지 심젠 도게 요 말레스
So here then this part the second part of this verse where it says that We grant that such a desire for liberation, etc., is indeed delusive. Still, in order to eradicate suffering, effective delusion, whose result is understanding of the ultimate, is not prevented. So that is understanding of the ultimate was actually added in this one. So here, in order to get rid of sentient beings' sufferings, we have to examine how they actually exist. And so beings are posited as existing by a conventional mind. They don't exist in that sort of inherent way that they are normally perceived to exist, but they are posited as existing due to the force of a conventional mind. So although we are refuting any kind of true existence of such beings or inherent existence of such beings, we're not refuting their conventional appearance or their conventional existence. So when a meditator realizes that there is no inherent existence, they're refuting that inherent existence of sentient beings, but they're not actually refuting sentient beings completely. So, like, temporarily we're holding on to this sort of delusion or the conventional appearance, actually, that observes mere sentient beings, not as being inherently existent, but just as being conventional appearances. And that kind of mind is not something that we're actually trying to refute. We're trying to get rid of that grasping at sentient beings as being inherently existent, but you're not refuting the existence of beings altogether. And so for the purpose of those sentient beings, we grant that this delusion or seeing the conventional existence of sentient beings is actually not something that is to be refuted.
Oh yeah, that is a tsikjati jimadina. Oh yeah, do not do in my jani tatu mongbe pewa jur, tele jangdo mejana dini, tele jangdo mejana dame gomba chokin os, dame gomba ta. Do not do in my jani is naja, tanda di naja se, naja. Sapping at ya, Najalem at ya, now yamping at ya, nimbing at ya, lobbing at ya. Talamoko Marita Kandata, Tentati, Pena, nimbing at ya, now yamping at ya, lobbing at ya, stung at ya, Jimang boy. Lobbing, nimbing at ya, Latin, and Jing and Zota, Yendem, Karsuri. Yendem, Mebala, Yendem, Yendem to some. King didn't get the lobbying at ya. Lobbying at ya, the Yende Mato, a change top net, Chigilo to Sunnet, Yende Topson, Yambu, Naja, Jing, and the lobbying at ya. Now Yambing Naja City, Rangu Pumbola Mina, and Na Nam to Pumbola Mina, Te, Narasinji to a Zimbi, Na Nam to King Dela, Now Yambing Najas, voting Naja the tender dealer, Naja Pepper in the Mare, Tanzing Naja. Maripi, Maripi Naja, O Digi, Tinted Dungaji, Najani is Tindigi, Naja, the Tatungagi Juris, De Karegi Pepper, Digi, and it Tindigi Naja, Tatu Momba Digi, Tungati to be Juchi is Tunga, Tungagi Ju, Naja, Tatu Momba Digi, Tungati to Peva Chigres, Tate Karegi Seva Chiresina, Tatu Momba, Tele Tango Machina, Tame Gomba Choi, Tate Karegi. Topa Chigresina, Anni Tanzinji Maripa, Te Topate, Teletan, Anni Ota, O Teletan, Tati Kachi, Teletan, Don Merchant, Anni Tungati Maripa, Karsuri, Tatoni Gomni Karsuri, Tatandati, O Tindigi Momba, Anni Momba Maripi, Naja, Donayan, Anni. That Karsuri, Chidang, and Tatu Chuba Zimbi, Denzing Lasova, Togi Maresina, and the Tato Yagi Chitini, Tame Deme Gomba de Chopres, what a counter, Majagi Maripa Teda, Ted Donaya, Dancing Togi Maresina, and Dog to Gires, Tame Gomna, Dito Sama Dog to Gire, Tame Gomba de Chopres, what is it?
So, So then the next verse, verse 77. So sorry, I keep kind of switching between translations, but I think this one is a little bit better. So it says then, the source of sorrow is the pride of saying I. It's fostered and increased by false belief in self. To this, you may believe that there is no redress, but meditation on no self will be the supreme way. So here, when it's talking about, and in my other translation, it didn't have this word like pride of I, and so this is not an ordinary kind of pride, but the pride that comes from thinking I, from grasping at a self, grasping at a truly existent self, and this is referring to the view of the perishable collection, that is that fundamental sort of ego grasping or grasping at an I. So when we talk about pride, there are many different kinds of pride. Usually there are seven that are listed. There's like kind of just regular pride, excessive pride. There's the kind of pride where you don't actually have a certain quality, but you project that you do. You're sort of inflating a quality that you don't have. Then there is the kind of pride where you're taking what is a fault and actually being proud of that or seeing that as being something good. And then there is this type of pride that is observing I, that is this view of the perishable collection, is looking at our aggregates and thinking I and grasping at some kind of truly existent self. This is the type of pride that is being talked about here. So if you have this sense that the source of sorrow is the pride saying I, it's fostered and increased by the false belief in self. So as much as we believe in such a self, the more that we are creating a kind of suffering for ourselves. And we may think, well, it's not possible to turn this away, to avert this, to get rid of it. But actually, the meditation on selflessness, recognizing that there is no such self, is the way to redress this, to actually undermine this kind of grasping at a self. And so the supreme meditation is the meditation on selflessness that is able to actually avert that kind of pride of an I. And so we shouldn't think that there is no way to get rid of this or no sort of method for averting it when the supreme method is our meditation on selflessness. So then, up until this point, we have been discussing the selflessness, meditating on the selflessness of the person. So looking at the I, this observation, thinking I in relation to there being some kind of self within the aggregates. And this kind of ignorance that is grasping at a truly existent I here is counteracted by the kind of meditation on the selflessness of the person. That's what we've been discussing up until now. And then we turn to a more extensive explanation of the selflessness of phenomena. And so here, this is where we get into the four types of mindfulness. And so here, holding our aggregates or our body and mind complex as being truly existent is more important for us to sort of examine and deal with than, say, holding pots and pillars and other external items as having true existence. We do that, but it's really in relation to our body and holding these aggregates as being truly existent that we engage in this kind of examination. So normally we hold, like say our body, as being inherently existent, as well as being pure. We don't regard it as something that is impure. And when it comes to our feelings, we regard those as being like pleasurable when they are really in the nature of suffering. And we hold our mind to have some kind of like a status as a self when really there is no such self. And then we hold these aggregates in general as inherently existent when really they are empty of such inherent existence. So those are the four kind of wrong views in relation to holding our aggregates. And this is the kind of the meditation on the selflessness of phenomena counteracts that.
Oh yeah, that did my Jewan on the subject of when I chigi dami dubalate this dodge dom jeva show tembanisha shabla tembanisha she gonna chigi dami shebatan ani tembani mitebi zeba bomba dami to chigi tenzi geba oh then this chenta. तो ता टेम्बनिशा शी कोने अनि शेबला अनि लू टेम्बनिशा कुंबा चौवा टेम्बनिशा कुंबा सिम टेम्बनिशा कुंबा छे टेम्बनिशा कुंबा सोती.
So then going through the kind of topics that we'll get into under this now examination or an extensive explanation of the selflessness of phenomena, it's divided into three parts. The first of which is an explanation of the selflessness of phenomena by way of these four mindfulnesses. And then there is abandoning the kind of criticism that the two truths are not tenable. And then there is laying out the kind of syllogisms or arguments that establish the selflessness of phenomena. And so the first of these, explaining the selflessness of phenomena by way of the four mindfulnesses, then is meditating on the mindfulness of body, meditating on the mindfulness of feelings, mind, and phenomena.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. You know, that's the thing. You know, that's the thing. And that's the thing. You know, that's the thing. You know, Lucid, Manto Pumbo Sied, Kandit, Suji Pumbo, Suji Pumbo Sied, Tabe, Randa G, Tenny Nish, Jess, it is a Rangi Tenny Sinata, Bena Pumbo Korangi, Mo Karasureta, Jumashi, Duba, Rangi Moche, that Pumbo Mitapa, Pumbo Dame was in a G Tenny, or did it go on a check you or that? Tindigita, Chippy, shut up, Tella. That Tambanisha, Tambanisha, and Tambo, Tambanisha, Tambanisha, Namjin, Tingsan, Chidangi, Tambanisha, Sieto, did a tea the time, Mare. Tingsangi, Tambanisha, Sier, the Anni, Mikbala, Sim Sage, the Denny, Sim Maying watching, that Sim Chilla, Tor, Pa, Dune, Sim Nangu Dune, Mikbala, Sage, the Dea, the Latin, Mikba, the Tempet, the Sune, Macheba, Sage to. अने जून जाम दे दिया था चंबा निशा तीसरा दिन चले सी तो आ नंजो बेची शून्य से भी चंबा निशा दे दी मारे दी आ दी मिक्बला जे जितू जंग द जंग गो गो ने तंबो चंबा निशा शेरा दे सुजो ना सुने सुने ना सी चंबा निशा दी मो कोना शेरा बाय से शेरा के तो की अने मिक्बला चुपा तादें नी योरे चंबी तो की शेरब यूला जुबा दां बने चंबा निशा लो शेरब ला चंबा निशा ला कोई जून्जें दे चंबी तो की शेरब यूला जुबा जी देशे जातां जी यां शेरब के तो की अने चंबा चंबा यूला जुबां जी चली नी शेरब के तो की चंबा यूला जुबा इंजां चंबा दे शेरब के डेबू चावा इंजां शेरब ला डेबू मिंडा ने चंबा निशा Yang Tempi Toki Shira Yula Juba Yinzan, and Yang Dui Tok Dui Tempala Tene Shira Yula Juba Yinzan, and it Shira Tempanya Shas, Tempi Ming, or Ming Dadan Nido Yores, Kandarjang Nigal Teshe Jayore, Shira Kitoki Mikba Tempa Yula Juba. Yang Tempi Toki Shira Yula Juba. You got to sit there.
So here, then, when it comes to I'm not sure if I should use the full, like, it's really technically like close placement of mindfulness, but here I'm just going to say the mindfulness of a body. So when we are engaged in this kind of meditation. One is examining on the basis of, in particular in this case, the form aggregate of our body, examining the kind of specific characteristics of that particular body, like the sort of particles that it is made up of and so forth, and then also examining the more kind of generalities or general characteristics of that body, such as its impermanence and so forth. So these are the kinds of ways in which we can engage in this kind of examination. And so here, when we are talking about mindfulness, or technically the close placement of mindfulness, this is actually something that is referring to wisdom. So when we are these days, often when we think about the word mindfulness, especially in English language, we think about a kind of single pointed focus on a particular object, not forgetting that object and being able to lengthen a continuity or sort of foster a continuity of that single pointed kind of focus. And so that's what we often hear the word mindfulness referring to. But actually, when we look at the kind of origin, mindfulness is something that, as Vasubandhu has stated in his Abhidharma Kosha, mindfulness is a type of wisdom. We're not just using a sort of single-pointed focus, but there are actually two different ways that we can examine mindfulness and its relationship with wisdom. So mindfulness can act as a cause for then engaging in a kind of analytical wisdom. So due to the power of our mindfulness, of being able to hold an object without forgetting it, we can then engage in a kind of wisdom analysis of that. And then there is the sort of, by the power of wisdom, what we have engaged in analysis of, our mindfulness or our awareness of that is a result of our engagement in a kind of wisdom. So we can think about mindfulness as being like a cause, in that it is something that aids our being able to engage the object with a kind of analytical wisdom. And it's also a result, in that when we have developed some sort of wisdom, we can then, based upon that wisdom, have a mindfulness or a memory of what we have learned and hold that kind of object. So this is the way that we should understand that, kind of throwing out that simplistic idea of mindfulness.
Oh yeah, that kind of the temple near the city, then that so love in ye than kotsuki, share up the top the temple you and your shabasi. I think caressing or is not. That and that one, Tamban Yashaki, me you de Naiwa, Lu Tsoa, Lulana Pumbo, Suji Pumbo de Lore, Suji Pumbo, Toyu Pumbo, Tushi Pumbo, Dujek, Nambashi Pumbo, Pumbongala, Pumbongabo Kalunga, that Chegu Pumbo, Nambashi Pumbo, Chegu Pumbo Ladi, Pumbo, Tushita, Dujeni, and Dumachi Chegu, Zusor. That counter the Pumbo, Din on the Pena, Suji Pumbo Dogila, Nato Lula, Lu Tamban Yashaina, and Suji Pumbojila mine. Tila Rangi Lu Yore, Shangi Li Yore, Namjing Tambanyashagi Li, Tambanyashagi Miula, Chile, Nangili, Chile, Chinangi Lilor, Nangi Lila, Rangi Li the Che. A Chi Lila, Chirogi, Ta Sada Rida Chuda Singla Soba Dizu Che, Chinangi Lila, the Shangi Li, Kansa Shangi Li, and Chidana Nigi Li, Rangi Pumbo, Nangi Lis. What that did say? Lü Chinan Chinan Parsungi Chinan Shensungi Lü se otindes shayeji yang oda de chitel dina shanti kol le de yesar de la sha o miyu dila mi ne ta kanda chigore esna a dindegi ani thamban nyasha ta zo de dindegi rangi lü ta o jila mi bai na dila ta rangi li de sherap gi top gi rangi li la mi ne ta miyu disne ta mi yu tila, ani rangi pungpo de, suji pungpo de, ani suji pungpi cheni lan, cheni sidi suji pungpi ngo de, rangi lyu de ta kandaji, rang xin kandaji do, rangi pungpo de, leda nimo wangi chumi cheji, reto mindo, o di ina rangi cheni re. Dungaji pungpo de, sakcheji nyemongi xiawan, lenyengi xiawan chensi na, ani ta rangi cheni roa, rangi tsenyire. Ta chi tsenyisidi dungagi pungpo de ta meba redo minto taye takje chiyeta. Mitaba redo minto takje chiyete chi tsenyila takpa asigura. Ta meba tam kechi kechi jikba yimin siyete, mitaba siyete duje chi chile chabi rangshin rwa o dila tang dunga gi nga rang gi lyu de sa che re do sang me re do le da nyemo chung re do min do sie de na rang gi chen ji do cha kurang lyu kurang mo pe na me do ji la cha sha na rang gi chen ji da ji chen ji me se ge de cha wa re do rek cha de cha wa re do chang wa re do me mo la ta yang di me rang gi chen ji la ta cha che ba ta me se ge de ji pa re do mi ta pa re do re min do ta me ba re do min do ta cha che ba yin ji chen ji la ta ba la ओ दिन नसिंता लुलायन अनि सचे त सामे खान रेतो दा दा मे ब खान रेतो ताचे छवतेला लु रंदा जी छनिले दाबा सिवा
सो हियर व्हेन वन इज एंगेजिंग इन माइंडफुलनेस एंड आई मे वी आर थिंकिंग अबाउट द वे दैट वासुबंधु इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दिस एज लाइक a cause, taking, being mindful of, or taking, say, for example, the five aggregates, we're examining the five aggregates that comprise our body and mind. And so that's the sort of particular example here, that we have the mindfulness of form, referring to our form aggregate, feelings, our feeling aggregate, mind, the mental consciousness. And then the last of those phenomena comprises discrimination, or that which like is able to identify things, as well as our karmic formations, and then it also can is comprised of those kinds of non-compounded phenomena that are also encompassed in phenomena. But anyway, here we are primarily taking the kind of aggregates, the things that make up our own body. So we can examine this in terms of like a sort of inner form, what relates to our own physical body, as well as we can look at external forms. We can look at external types of rocks and stones and so forth, or we can look at like the form of another, which would be sort of like external to us, but it's inner form in that it's the body of another. So anyway, holding that kind of object, in particular our own form aggregate, say, and observing that and looking at, well, what is the nature, what are the characteristics of this form, and examining it in that way. So we begin by looking at, well, our contaminated, these suffering aggregates arise due to karma and conditions, and so that's their kind of like own characteristic, their own nature is that they are arisen from that sort of the karma and our ignorance. And when we look then at their more general kind of characteristics, we can see that they are, say, selfless, and they are impermanent, in that they are momentary, changing moment to moment. So to give kind of a more clear example of what we mean in terms of a sort of self character and a more general character, we could take the example of fire. Fire has the nature of being hot and burning. That is its own sort of nature. But in a more general sense, it's also selfless, it's also impermanent, and those are more general characteristics that apply to that. So first we begin by looking at kind of the self, or the own nature of our form aggregate, how this is arisen from karma and the afflictions, or is it arisen from karma and afflictions? We examine and investigate its nature, seeing whether it is contaminated or not. So this is the kind of thing where the mindfulness is taking that as an object, and then we engage in a kind of analytical meditation.
Oh yeah, that didn't get share of the jab, Lude, and rang it in the cheese, and the jay, and the ta, ta, and the ta, jay, and the pen, and the lu, tang, the ta, tang, and the ta, yemel, ta, roa, lu, see the, and the ta, yemel, ta, and the lu, see the country to league, chashe, that, and the change of its own, it's all the lama, young, lee, chashe, red, at the lu, red, or middle. और लुसिए त्यां तापा चंद्रे मातो तादेंचा ना निये मेवा लुसी की चंबा चुगुचु सच यो मारेस ये लुसी ना रंगी लुई द करे रे कंबरे लाबा छासे रे रे चंन निये मेवा वो दिन्दे शेगी योरे ता दिन्दे कहाँ तर जां आ दिन्दे से ता लु रंगी लु ला मिक ने आ ती मिक पर दे लु रंगी लु चंबा निशा ते की ता मिक पर दे शेरब दे लु दे मिक पर ला सुन ने दिने रंगी शेरब दे की Shirak 어 딘저지기 나네티니 어 가르스브레 에 아 시랍기 에 시랍기 딘데기 류들라다 가르스브레 에 다 용디 잠바 대당 냠두 쳔바데기 류데 믹바데 미제바 징게기요 시랍기 똑기 에 다제 치시 유 믹바 에 류데 쳔바데기 아니 송기기요 송와 잠도 마세 아 계속 잡아되면 야 시럽이 내두기요 말로 시어 시럽이 딱제 잡아다 샌두 리 잡아되기 리데 믹발라 마제바 징기요 징바탐도 마세 아니 딱제 제비 타라 변은 리 오 리시에디 미타마 레샤 님도 세라 시럽이 딱비 에 딱비 제수 땅 예반 얘기로 미다바 이나레 다음에 봐 어디 다음에 봐지 아 리 딱텐자네 니에 메바탐 리 장신지 마추발라 Nepa nyebi jela, tini tatin tsani tar li mepa di nye yongdi tsamba dindigi ta li karsur tatin tsani mepa tila, tini chenpi di mikpa di sungne, ani yun jangye sinami tu ta gom jaye, ngo di gom jaye tila, tini lui chenpa nye shas. Kantar jang, jekum ki tala, jekum chene, mikpa jekum da nyamdu chenpa digi, jepa chiye ki yu di mi jepa zin, ani Shirap teki ta chepi thala mitakpa inare, tamneba inare, ngeba nyebi tengne, teni chenpa teki ta nge tamneba tuyen thakarang, ane lu tamneba thakarang la, lu la mine teni tamneba thakarang la, chenpi junjang ete la, ane gomja ete la, lu chenpa ye shaasho.
So then when we are, and it will come in these verses by Shantideva, that when we are observing the body, we take this kind of practice of the mindfulness of body, we are mainly taking our form aggregate as the object and investigating, looking, is there a self? Is there a real body that I can point to within this basis of designation? Like, is each part of the body, or is there something that I could point to that you can find that really is of the form aggregate that we can actually identify as being the thing that is that which we are designating on the body. So when we are engaged in this kind of practice, we are taking the body as the object of observation and engaging with analytical wisdom. And it is that kind of unfindability when we begin to investigate, well, is there such an inherently existent body or something that has this like essence or nature? We find that there's nothing that we can really point to within the various parts of the body, the collection of the body, the sort of shape, etc., that actually is that basis of designation. So when we are engaged in this kind of analysis, we have to begin by holding the object with mindfulness that isn't forgetting or losing that kind of an object. So we need to hold this in a way wherein we can engage in that analysis without sort of becoming distracted away or losing the object of our observation. And so once we are engaged in that kind of analysis, if we are holding our object with mindfulness and then engaged in a kind of analytical investigation, once we come to certainty, we find certainty, say observing the body, that there is no self or that it is impermanent, we then are going to hold on to that object, kind of place our mind in that certainty that we have found. So again, at the end of a kind of analytical meditation, one should engage in a sort of placement meditation, where you're then holding that certainty that you have arrived at and extending the kind of continuity of that. So again, this sort of analytical meditation begins by taking, say, the body and holding that object in a way where you're not forgetting it. And then once one has engaged in a kind of analysis of that, at the end you're returning to placing one's mind in that certainty and trying to extend and develop that. And so in this way, this kind of meditation progresses in that sort of way.
Oda kanta jang, shirabi tabi jela, ta shirabi tabi kabla yang, mikba ta chenpe chong kore, ta mikba kanta jang, gom tingin zin gomba la, chenpa mena, chenpa khe che shio di rwa, chenpa mena, gyoba ki mikba la detu kiyo mara, tingin zin zeji ki detu kiyo mara, chenpa mena, 교박이 심데 아니 파 nikbala mateba sim chiro la cho yondi ane chenpa yena o da nye sim de cho geba le song samne ane yang sim de tsu yangyo kukne nikbala yangyo pa la de chugye chi yongirwa da chenpa de yakpo chi mena tine geba le yondi nikbala chik karasuri de maduwa chikpa geba ki wangi sim de chiro la chik cho di ane chenpa tsu chenpa mena ane ko cho chik la cho ni da pena Chitoji, Langala Chito, these are the top of the Tembatom Tele. Langala Chito, the Chit, Langala, the cementing Alamado, Pangala Drogo, and the top of the two Tangiwa, Chit, the cementing Alla Chit to a Chigiora, the top of the Tembat, top of the Menata Chit, Chickpa, Chick Shorna, Dennis, Tonje Kakasala Drogiwa, Dennisu, Chituya Kapura, Dinashi, Tembate, Tapi Cheto Tele, Simje. Remote, the lawyer, Lambochi, Chatta, Chi, Chi, Tempa, 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 chambanyeshaki, sherebi, jeba, chebi, tala, ben a dam maybe turned out to that, tatenzane, oh, that, Lucy, young, and a pair, dabne paresha, tatenzana, kaya, near mindu, and chata, chajan kaya, and Luigi runs into two mindu, tatenzane, near mindu, sambi, tatindiki, neba, Lita, Rashingi, neba, sinande, Lita, neba, jura, tila. Ditsu sherebi di nye yongdi nyeba di chenpa ki majiwa chikigyo re. Di gomgegi yena di sherebi nyeba nyewa tang dangmebi tuyende sherebi di nyeba nyewa tang di chenpi majiwa chenye ane di juinda gama nga ju nishu chuse chikze ane chenpa di majiwa chenye gomgegi. Sherebi di dangmebi tuyende nyenayang ti juk tu chenpa ti je song na ane gomye yo mare. O yin zang chenpa ti ki ta rangi sim de chenpe sim ne mikpa ti ma cheba chenpe ma cheba che ne ane sim de tela yun jang e tela ta diyang sherab ki topji chungro a sherab ki ane dang me bi ten la nye pa nye nye bi ten de chenpe ma cheba che ne ane sim tela tse e jik tu ne e tela o ta chenpa nye sha as na dinti jik la si yo re. Namdingi mikpa la tse jik tu deba zang la chenpa nye sha si ki yo ta di ka su si ki yo mare.
So, while we are investigating, we need to hold the object with this kind of mindfulness, because if you get distracted away, there's a sort of type of mind that we call like excitement or agitation, wherein we get distracted to other things. And so if we have that kind of distraction where we are constantly trying to draw our mind back to the object, we can't really make a lot of progress in terms of our investigation if we can't remain on an object. And so we need to have mindfulness in order to engage in this successful kind of analytical meditation where we are looking deeply at the nature of these various objects. So it's kind of like if you are walking a dog, the leash would symbolize mindfulness. So if you have a dog and it's sort of getting distracted to all these various things, you use the leash to kind of pull it back to get on track and, you know, stay along the sidewalk or wherever you're trying to go. And so if we don't have that, if you don't have your dog on a leash, I mean, the dog would go off anywhere, just be around town getting distracted to all kinds of things. But instead, we need to have something that pulls us back. And so in that way, sometimes we see like a kind of pictorial description of developing mindfulness and using like some kind of a leash or something to get our mind, keep pulling it back to the object that we are trying to investigate or the kind of object that we're trying to sustain focus on. And so we can, when we're meditating, if we don't have mindfulness or if we don't have the sort of vigilance that actually brings our mind back to the desired object, we can get distracted away for a long time, be like minutes, hours even, just thinking about various things, and we have no idea where our mind even went. So first we need to have that kind of mindfulness that holds the object well for us to engage in analysis and investigation, like taking the body and saying, well, can I find something that really is that basis of designating body, either within the various parts or the kind of collection of this body? And when we then come to some kind of certainty, like, well, I can't find any such thing within this basis of designation. There's no inherently existent body. And we come to that kind of certainty, we then, without investigating further, need to use that same mindfulness to then remain on that object, such that we are able to sort of sustain and develop that kind of certainty. Because if we come to some kind of certainty through analysis, but then don't have the sort of mindfulness that allows us to remain in a kind of placement meditation, that's going to be a limited benefit. We don't really get as much out of it if we find certainty and then we're just sort of off and gone to something else. So when we have first taken an object and held it well, and then engage in a kind of analytical wisdom investigating that object, we then, having found certainty regarding our investigation, again engage in mindfulness, have this kind of focus on the object that's not letting it get distracted away. So this is what we're talking about when we are talking about a practice of mindfulness, specifically in this context. This close placement of mindfulness is really referring to that entire process, not just some sort of single-pointed focus like we might hear mindfulness referred to as.
Yeah,
So then to read verses dealing with this in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. So this is first determining that the thing having parts, this body having parts, is not inherently existent. So in verse 78 and 79, it reads, "What we call the body is not feet or shins. The body, likewise, is not thighs or loins. It's not the belly, nor indeed the back. And from the chest and arms, the body is not formed. The body is not ribs or hands, armpits, shoulders, bowels, or entrails. It is not the head, and it is not the throat. What is the body, then, in all of this?" So here, when we are looking for, for example, earlier we had the sort of person that is designated on the basis of these aggregates, and we're looking for, well, what is the person within those? And there's nothing that we can find to and point to as being the person. Well, when we engage in that same kind of analysis with regards to our body seems to be something that is really like solid, actually there, inherently existent, like it's really truly there. But when we examine in the way that our body appears to us, like when we have the thought, my body, well, where is that body? When we look within that basis of designation, we go through each of the various parts of it, like going through here, like our body as being the feet and the hands and so forth, we can't find anything within that that actually is the body. It's something that's only merely designated on a particular basis. It's a mere conventionality or nominally existent. When we look at each part and try to find the thing that is the body, we can't actually find anything. Although the way that it appears to us, again, when we have like the thought, my body, it seems to be established somehow by its own characteristics, like it's truly established. But when we investigate in this way, we can't find any such body that has such a sort of own character that's established by its own characteristics or that has that kind of true existence. So once we investigate in this way, looking at, well, where is the body within this kind of collection, looking at each of the pieces, and again, we might have this thought, and this will come later in later verses, that it's somehow like the aggregation or the sort of collection of all of those parts. And again, that too is not the actual body. So once we come to this kind of understanding, one then uses mindfulness, again, to sustain, to sort of foster and draw out that certainty that one has gained. And so this is the way one engages in this close placement of mindfulness. So we'll stop there for today.
Yeah.